Some cloudiness mixing in with a fair sky. Tomorrow, partly sunny. High clouds are going to be the type that'll be moving across the next several days. Afternoon highs remain about the same, but the nighttime lows will get a little milder. Tonight and early in the morning tomorrow, 30s and upper 40s. Tomorrow afternoon, partly sunny, low 60s. Partly cloudy Thursday, becoming windy Thursday night. Thursday's highs of low 60s. It's a gusty Friday, too, with a partly cloudy afternoon, 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing.
To get the help you need.
To find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth. And also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to WGSO 990 AM with me, William Wallace, brought to you today by Pell Hughes Direct Mail and Printing. But most importantly, today is a great day for me because I'm getting to bring on a not only a fantastic, great friend of mine, but a legend in podcasting, Victor Del Giorno. Victor, how are you doing?
I'm surprised you have my mic on right now, but you do. You know, it should be Born Free, the song, Born Free, But Don't Tread on Me.
But don't tread on me.
But
I love
don't tread on me.
Oh, Born Free, But Don't Tread on Me.
But don't tread on me. And there's a lot of treading going on. I just want to let you know, it's great to be here. William, you know I love you. I love the show. And thanks for inviting me.
You guys scoot over here a little bit so we can see you on the camera.
Okay.
We're also live streaming, everybody, so you can check us out on... Come on,
I'd rather not. I'm a little tubby.
You're not. Well, don't be shy. Don't be shy.
Actually, I'm kind of bloated. I just came from the Voodoo Lounge next door where me and LaToya...
Yeah, we're hanging out.
Had a couple shots, yeah. I let her take a body shot. You know, when the light hits are just right and you have a couple shots, she's not bad looking.
Do you know what the thing about doing shots on you, though, Victor?
Like, what's that?
You can floss your teeth afterwards because you're so, you know, a body shot on you is like getting a mouthful of hair, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of, that's a big shot.
I know. This is going to be a fun show, guys. This is going to be a different show from what I normally do. Where I'm bringing you all the news and doom and gloom.
But you know me. I'm caught up on stuff.
I know you are.
What's this about the ancient city in Chelmet? Did you see that story?
Oh, no, wait. There's an ancient city in Chelmet?
There's an ancient city underwater around in St. Bernard Parish where they found actual structures like granite. Did you hear about that, the Mr. Producer Man? No?
No, I didn't hear about this.
Unbelievable. It's a story. It's out there. Some archaeologist... How come you don't know about that story?
I've never heard about this.
No, really, yeah.
When was this announced?
Just a couple of days ago. You know who I was going to call? I was going to call the pharmacist. He's a good friend of mine. You know, Schneider.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the guy that got the story on the drugs. Yeah.
And he might know something about it. He's Mr. Chalmette. You know.
Well, you know, I mean, that might be where they're burying all the.
You don't have to bury him anymore. You just dump him on Canal Street.
And exactly. There's a police report. As a matter of fact, but the problem is because we don't have city tourists picking up the trash anymore, the bodies stay out there a week longer than they used to, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Now Sidney Torres, once he's gone, yeah.
Yeah, but when Sidney had the contract, the dead bodies were gone within an hour of the crime.
Yeah, it was complaining when Sidney was in there. It was like, man, it looks like Disneyland.
Yeah,
they complained about the cleanliness.
And they sanitized it there's a dead body there. They'd scrub it down and they'd clean it. Yeah. They'd spray something fresh and clean and good smelling on it. It was great.
I got a great idea. I don't know if you want to be in on this or not.
Oh, I'll talk.
But you remember in the old days? This is before Mr. Purdue. What's your producer's name?
That's Colby.
Colby. Colby, my man. Colby is too young for this. I talk about this with my granddaughter. Right. You know, phone booths, no remote control, black and white TV. You know, you just have to get up and change the channel. that kind of stuff. But remember in the old days they had post office boxes on the corner? You could go mail a letter at a random corner.
I don't remember that.
They still have a couple around town.
Yeah, exactly.
They have one at Dornax at the parking lot.
Right.
Okay, and then, you know, phone booths and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But, now, listen, New Orleans is a place where a lot of people have emergencies and they have to pee. You know, how many times you're driving around, you got
to
pee.
Because there ain't no place to pee on Mardi Gras Day.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be. It could be any time right. in New Orleans. And so what you got to do, you got to pull over. You feel like you're messing with your windshield wiper. And you're peeing on your tire.
Right.
Look like, you know. But what if we had.
Well, that's
how I do it.
Okay. Yeah, I've never tried that trick.
A guy in Milwaukee taught me that. But anyway, I went to a Packer game. Actually, okay. Lambeau Field, he taught me. But the thing is that I was thinking about the rule structures. Maintained by a municipality, all right?
Right.
And they're on certain random corners. And they're, you know, they're not porta potties. They're kind of nice. And you go in there, they're public potties.
There you go.
I mean, I think that's a good idea. Rather than going into a restaurant and they see you go in and come out, you don't spend any money with them, you pick up a parking spot, you know.
Yeah, you got to play like you're buying some French fries or something, you know, and, you know. Or me when I'm traveling on the road, you know, I go into the gas station. I don't need gas, but you know, the bathroom.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
I buy a bottle of water or I buy, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, but it would be nice, you know, just to, you know.
Maybe a dime.
I mean, they're taking rest areas away these days.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but I can't tell you how many times I'm driving around and I got to pee. I don't know if it's my age or maybe I have a condition or something. But don't you have to? But, you know, women too. You know, women have to pee. Yeah. Everybody pees. And right. Anyway, it's an idea.
So you think about these new kind of public bathrooms?
Yeah, you brought that up when you brought
it. But you know what, Victor? You're bringing this up about public bathrooms. You know, I'm getting a little bit tired of the crime cameras because you know they got the crime cameras all over the place, and now they got the crime cameras in the bathrooms. Have you noticed the crime cameras in the bathrooms?
No.
You walk up to the toilet and there's that little camera
where?
On the back.
What public? Where?
When you go to the toilet in bathrooms.
What bathroom? What toilets? Where?
In the bathrooms.
No, you can't do that. That's not
they,
right.
They got, and then
it would have to be at the courthouse or something. But they
I'm sorry. I'm getting the crime cameras confused with the sensors that do the automatic flushing.
Oh. you're still in there. It's flushing away.
But in today's society, they're so big on crime cameras, you know, that I wouldn't put it past politicians of tomorrow to make those little sensors into crime cameras so they can, you know, fine you if you don't flush the toilet.
Well, you may be on to something there, William. You've been on this up before.
But you know I'm a freedom liberty guy. You know, I want to be able to, yeah.
But you remember the shooting that took place?
Which one?
By my house.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the one, it was, you know.
Don't give away where you live now.
It was 64 shell casings on the corner of Fleur de Lis and Veterans Boulevard. Okay, they picked up 64 shell casings. I heard it. It was like it was outside my door.
Right.
Now, they had no camera footage of that. There's a camera right at the intersection. The big camera mecca is down the street in the neutral ground.
Right, exactly.
And they had no video footage of that. I'm calling BS.
Yeah.
Total BS.
How convenient. And then have you ever looked at the camera footage and they go, and you're like, is that guy, is he green? Is he red? Is he, you know, you can't see the face. There's a hood over it, you know.
Now, why wasn't any video released? You know they had it. What would be the reason why? What happened was,
I wonder whose brother-in-law
was. Coldly, in case you don't know, there was a chase. They finally got the guys to stop at the corner of Fleur de Lis, and then they jumped out one SUV and littered this other SUV with bullets, high caliber stuff. All right, and nobody got killed. 64 shots and nobody's dead. That's a miracle. Two of them got injured. All right, and the other two were running around the neighborhood, knocking on the door, letting me in. Someone's trying to kill me. That was a big deal. It was.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah. Right, and, you know, I live kind of close.
And you were just shooting, shooting shots down at the Voodoo Lounge, having a drink.
But
there.
I mean, you're just talking about video. But why don't they? They never released anything. There was something up with that event. That they just swept it under the carpet.
Whose brother-in-law was it?
I don't know.
I mean, that's just it. You know, you gotta wonder. You gotta wonder sometimes.
Now, what is this deal about? I guess with Landry's getting in as Landry gets sworn in January, correct?
Right.
New governor, and he says he's going to send state police down here. Now, what's going on with that? Now, is that his decision? Do we have to take a break?
No, we're not right now. No, you don't have to take a potty break yet.
Okay.
I mean, well,
I wore a diaper tonight.
When you said break, and we were talking about bathrooms a minute ago, I thought maybe it was a potty break. I don't know. They don't have cameras in that bathroom either.
Oh well, that's good to know.
So you have to flush the toilet yourself. They're not automatic flushers. Okay, so
that's good.
So you were saying though,
because that's very embarrassing. If to see me in the bathroom would be very embarrassing. When Landry gets in, he said he wants to send all the police help we need with the state police. Now, I heard that's been offered before, and the mayor said no.
No.
Right, exactly. Is that a true story?
I have heard that story before. They have turned it down before, and I would not. I mean, look, why would you want to solve crime? Because when you've got crime and you've got an out-of-control city, you can cry for federal dollars. You can cry for assistance other than the assistance that actually solves crime. And then, and only then, you're getting floods of federal government money. How else do you think she's
going
to fund
her
trips?
Yeah, but she's not getting federal money to know where it's going. These freaking bike lanes. What happened on Severn Avenue is a tragedy. People are running over these things. They don't know where to go. They put these bike lanes.
And what happens is, don't get me started.
They're totally unbondable. They're doing bike lanes, believe it. The bike lanes.
Well, let me say this. On the Bonneville thing, they're doing it in the neutral ground.
Well, who's riding bikes?
Exactly.
They can't ride bikes anymore.
Victor, we got to take a break.
Okay, we'll be right back.
But not
we'll
a potty break. So you might, I mean, I don't anyway.
Yeah,
you're
some business. We'll be right back to William Wallace.
Yeah, it will happen. Oh, and look, but in the last 10 seconds, remember, Pell Hughes, direct mail.
Love Pell Hughes.
They love Pell Hughes. They made this podcast and show possible. We'll be right back after this next commercial.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
A very smart financial person once said there are 5 G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Gold and Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com. to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call.
All right, we're playing that new intro music for a reason, which Victor will explain later. Times are changing. I was corrected. I thought
about Bob Dylan.
About you, it's funny because I said earlier to my family, I'm like, that was a. Yeah, that's by the Beatles song, you know. That wasn't the Beatles. No, actually, no, wrong. I'm sorry. Wrong analogy. Either way, Tony and Mattery, we're going to bring Tony and Mattery on, right? Or is it Tony and Homa? Or Matthew. No, Matthew. I get them all confused. I'm sorry. Matthew and Mattery, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. The company truck, which is why it's so quiet compared to my normal bomber.
Matthew, Matthew, I'm sorry because you got the wrong station. This is Scoot. It's not the William Wallace Home. This is Scoot. I think you were trying to call WBL. I'm Scoot.
No, this is not Scoot.
I'm not Scoot? No, are you sure I'm not Scoot? I feel like Scoot. I sound like Scoot. I'm not Scoot.
Check your ID.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Well, Matthew, have you ever heard Scoot before? Have you ever heard Victor Del Giorno before of All Over the Road podcast?
I have heard of Bob Del Giorno. I didn't know there was a Victor Del Giorno.
Well, this is Victor Del Giorno, not to be confused with Bob Del Giorno. But, Victor, do you want to tell us who the relation of Bob Del Giorno is?
Well, I am Bob Del Giorno's oldest son, is what I am. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
and
it is my pleasure to meet you.
Yes, yes. And that was my Scoot impression. You didn't like my Scoot? It's just Scoot. Hi, I'm Scoot. It's just Scoot.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
It's pretty good. It's not too bad, except my last conversation with Scoot was when he was screaming and yelling at me like a maniac because I had answered his question that he asked honestly.
He asked the question honestly, or you answered it honestly?
I answered it honestly.
So just so the audience knows, we are having a fun show today because—
Are you disclaiming the show because I'm on? Is that
what No, because Victor is such a good host, and he's lighthearted, and he handles things from another perspective, and I love it. He's got facts and funny— And when you called in, Matthew, I said, what a great trio for a few minutes. Matthew, what is on your mind for Victor
today? What's your pain, Matthew?
What's your pain? What are you feeling today, Matthew?
Well, you were talking about there should be a video image of the gunfight. By the way, how do you define high caliber?
Well, these were not. I'm saying 50 caliber weapons.
There were 50 cows.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it were because the neighborhood's still there.
Yeah, well, but, it was scary.
Maybe
I'm sure it is. I mean, getting hit with a .22 is still not a lot of fun.
Right.
nobody volunteers for it. But have you considered filing a Freedom of Information Act request with the city government or whoever owns that video footage?
Ah, that's a good one, Victor. You can.
No, I never heard of that.
You can do a that's Matthew.
You know, as a matter of fact, Matthew, my nephew is a firefighter, New Orleans fireman, and I was the first one to call in a 411.
411?
Yeah, I was the first 411 call to call it in. With all the cameras, there's a camera right there at the intersection, and the mecca of all cameras, the mecca down the street, the big shrine. Come on.
And they got away in cars, and you know there's those cameras. Every time you leave the parish of Jefferson, there is a camera somewhere at every exit of Jefferson Parish that scans the license plate. So you know at that time of the morning, there was a camera scan of the license plate. Matthew, Freedom of Information Act.
Freedom of Information Act. Okay, I never heard of that, Matthew.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it...
See, I told you.
You get all kinds of information, or sometimes you just stonewalled but they do have to respond to your request for public information, because after all, they don't own the cameras. You do.
Ah, you see.
If you're a resident of a citizen of Orleans Parish.
See, other radio hosts
of LaToya the Great.
Other radio hosts think that Matthew Medry's a crazy loon, but I always say he's got good information.
I think he's legit. Are you a truck driver, Matthew?
No, I build oil field tools.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Matthew, did you like my joke?
I'm in the carbon energy business.
Very good.
You believe in that drill, baby, drill stuff?
Absolutely.
There you go.
The other stuff doesn't work.
You know, they're talking.
Why are we doing this?
So, Matthew, did you hear at one point they wanted to turn all the military vehicles into electric vehicles? Have you heard this, Victor?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, that is such a ridiculous idea. In addition to the logistics of charging your tank, and you know it's got to have an enormous battery.
I can see it.
The best batteries available are lithium-ion batteries.
That's right. That's why you can't put them in your suitcase.
Right. We have to shut this war down every 12 hours so we can charge our vehicles. It's a peace treaty.
Yeah.
It's a whole. Well, Matthew, any final words before
club.
Matthew, any final words before we get back to what Victor has to say?
No, I'm just enjoying
this. Well, do we have other calls?
Oh, no. Let's
leave him on for this.
Yeah, Matthew, we'll leave you on.
Okay, Matthew,
here you go.
You know, the big deal that was made where we get the border kind of bundled up, which isn't going to happen anyway. They're going to bundle up the border, and they're going to, what was the other thing they're going to give us? And then no more weapons for Ukraine. It was a bribery thing.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
All right. Now, if that doesn't tell you that the Bidens aren't in bed with the Russians.
That's right.
What else do you need? Now, you know, and the thing is about these people, you know what they do? They do what they say you're doing.
Right.
So they say, you're doing this, but they're doing it.
Right.
Yeah, but it's brilliant.
Exactly.
It's brilliant. You know what? They're smarter than us.
It's your fault.
Really?
Right.
Really?
It's your fault because you're giving them
money.
It's like
Pee Wee Herman. Pee Wee Herman used to say, I know who I am, but I know who you are, but who am I? That's what Pee Wee Herman used to say.
Exactly.
I don't know. It's crazy.
But isn't that amazing, though? It's like, if you don't vote for this, you're at fault because you're giving money to the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Don't vote for this, and you're giving money to them.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It really is.
It's only a matter of time before they start putting that wording in our in the legislation. If you don't vote for this, it's your fault.
Well, yeah.
So, Matthew,
if they even count your vote.
Matthew, we got like a minute and a half left. Do you have anything else that you want to say before we go to our commercial break and have to cut you off?
No, I was just thinking to myself, what happens to a battery-powered tank if something hits the battery pack?
Huh. You know, more important than that, Matthew, if a dog sweats through his tongue, what are his armpits for? That's what I want to know.
That question is a
pit.
Yeah.
All right, Matthew. Matthew, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. So we're closing out this segment. It's so much quieter now that Matthew's gone.
He's got that road sound going on.
He's got that. He's got his window down. Yeah. The hair. Yeah. He's probably got the hair blowing. The wind blowing through.
He's driving down Severn, a nice new road, but the bike path.
And it's been explained to me. The parish officials will say, "Well, you know what we did was
It wasn't the parish. The federal government gave him Van Franken, because she's Swedish. She's a Swedish Van Franken.
I'm not blaming. Let me finish.
Okay.
You're like, okay.
I thought you were going after Van Franken.
No. All the parish officials explained it. They said the reason this happened is because they were able to capture some federal money to help pay for the project and to cut down some of our taxes. But they had to include some bike lanes. We're going to talk more about this after the break here on WGSO, William Wallace for America.
A very smart financial person once said there are 5 G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, They can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. For the first time since he was elected House Speaker, Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson got a chance to spend the weekend in his district. During his time back home, Johnson visited one of his favorite breakfast spots, Strawn's Eat Shop in Shreveport. He held a town hall meeting televised by the Fox News Network.
There's a lot of issues on the hearts and minds of the American people, and the folks of this area is no different, of course. They're worried about the open border and inflation and the fentanyl crisis and the economy.
Work continues on trying to identify the remains of a body found in 2005 in an oil drum encased in cement in the Natchitoches Parish town of Clarence. The case is being profiled at a lab in Texas. Director of Operations at Ortham Labs, Colby Lazion, says funding is a major hurdle, and they're raising funds at DNASolves.com.
The goal is $7,500, and that will basically cover from evidence receipt to answers back to the agency.
LRN.
As parents, we have a lot to be proud of. Our kids are smart, talented, and dedicated, but all of them are at risk. 1 in 3 Louisiana high school students use e-cigarettes, and every day more teens struggle with vape-related problems like nicotine addiction and lung damage. The time to talk to your teen is now, and we can help. Get vaping facts, talking tips, and quitting resources at BehindTheHazeLA.com. Sponsored by the Louisiana Department of Justice.
Christmas is a special but busy time for Louisiana families. Our goal is to help them save time for enjoying the company of other loved ones. The Incredible Edible Egg makes the most of the holiday season by offering tasty recipes sure to delight. Visit LAEgg.com for time-saving recipes, ideas, and tips on the versatility of eggs. This message is brought to you by the Louisiana Egg Commission. I'm Commissioner Mike Strain, reminding you to include the incredible edible egg at your Christmas table.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com. to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, December 16th and 17th, at the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, December 16th and 17th, at the Pontchartrain Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call.
Yeah, baby. Bob Dylan, you know, Bob Dylan wrote a majority of his music at the June Motel on the Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu, and he always stayed in room 13. And just this past June, when my nephew graduated from Pepperdine, I stayed in room 13, and I wrote like five songs. It's just magical.
You're inspired.
Yeah, yes, yes. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Ajax Airlines, the proud bird with the cast iron tail.
But not to be confused with Pell Hughes.
Yeah, not
Pell
Hughes.
I knew
people that worked for Pell Hughes.
Do you really?
I knew some people that used to work for them. Yeah, like A.J. DeSherry. He's a bass player. He plays now with the, the Italian guy, Primo. He plays with Primo.
Okay.
And he used to work for Pell Hughes.
You knew some guys that knew some guys that knew some guys.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, and they always say, look, Piazza's Top Gun coatings, do not forget about them for your metal refinishing. And then, of course, there's a gun show this weekend. Do you like guns?
Is Pontchartrain Center?
Pontchartrain Center.
I've been to bazillions of them.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they are.
I'm telling you, you go there, you can find anything you're looking for, and don't let the liberals, steer you wrong. You gotta fill out paperwork.
Yeah, but you know it only lasts for so long. The paperwork.
Really?
Yeah, when you register a gun after so many years, it kind of goes in this abyss thing. It's true.
Do you want to hear a criminals are stupid story?
Sure.
So one time I'm at the gun show, and everybody's walking around kind of thing, and all of a sudden I heard some commotion, and all of a sudden everybody starts looking around, and you hear commotion, and you look, I looked across the convention for all the tables,
right.
And there's a guy running across the tables. I mean, like he's jumping from table to table, and all of a sudden you see cops chasing the guy.
It reminds me from that scene from Elf with the midget.
Yeah, right.
Runs up across the table and beats the crap out of the elf.
Exactly. Well, something similar to that too. This guy's running across the tables. He jumps off the tables. He jumps back on the tables. The cops are chasing him, and all of a sudden you see him jumping on a table, and you see him get ready to jump off, and this guy, this big guy, comes in and just tackles him. Boom! And then the cops swarm in. You know, and they arrest the guy, and so I asked later one of the cops. I said, "What happened?"
Yeah.
They said, "Well, he was trying to buy a gun legally," and of course the cop was kind of leading me in. I said, "Well, what's wrong with that? Legally doing the paperwork?" He said, "Well, yeah, the problem is he's wanted on he's a felon who's a warrant for his arrest." For stealing a gun at another gun show. and so when he went to fill out the paperwork, I mean, like, the guy knows he's wanted for stealing a gun and he's a felon. So there's two things wrong. He's filled out the paperwork. So, of course, the ATF calls in and says, hey, there's a felon who's wanted at booth number whatever it is. And so they swarmed in, and they got the guy.
But, well, the guy that made the tackle, the Saints could probably use him.
Oh, yeah.
We need somebody to make the tackle.
That's right. Just,
you know.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Maybe the Saints could use that guy. Who knows?
Well, you know, they happen to fall all over themselves so much, you figure they're going to tackle each other.
Did you hear about the baseball contract that Ohtani guy signed? He signed a 10-year, $700 million, Colby. $700 million.
Gee whiz.
I mean, who needs all that money?
But where was that? What team was that?
He was with the Angels, and the Dodgers signed him.
So he's in California.
Yeah.
So
he's the guy that he's a starting pitcher, and he plays – he's like both. He's a pitcher and a position player. When he's not pitching, he plays right field. He hits home runs. He's like another Babe Ruth.
So
Japanese guy.
So in California, $700 million after taxes, his take home will be about $1 million, right?
Close to it.
He'll be making like the average guy in California, $20,000. I wonder if he'll still have to fly for food stamps out there.
I don't know. Who knows?
Government assistance. I mean, that might get him above government assistance in California, right?
Do you remember Max Headroom, the Coca-Cola guy?
Oh yeah, I do.
Max Headroom. That's what that Newsom reminds me of. Max Headroom.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
that was back from the 80s.
Yes.
Victor, you're showing your age.
You should go online and do a pic of Max Headroom and Newsom, and I'm telling you, he was AI before AI.
Before AI Max was Headroom. Cool.
Well, he was AI before AI.
Exactly.
He was Max Headroom. I mean, it was brilliant.
I know.
Big campaign.
But if they made an AI of me, I might be able to make some money with that, right?
I think you're looking fantastic, by the way.
Thank you.
I noticed that the hairline is coming forward. Are you doing something? Did you call Hims? Did you go to Hims.com? Colby, you've been to Hims?
I've been praying a whole lot.
Colby, you've been to Hims.
I've been praying a whole lot, Victor. Are you saying that I'm getting more hair?
It looks so like it. I didn't recognize you.
Look, on the live stream, you see what they just see is a bald, you know, they just see like the glare. Actually, true story. So when I do my live streams from my regular show from my other studio, mm-hmm. I got to position the lighting a certain way because the lighting that's in my studio in my other location, the way the light hits my forehead, I get like this big beam of light, like this big light spot on top of my head.
You got to powder it. You got to powder it up.
I just forget about powdering.
The live stream today where they can see me, the secret's out on me. Okay, I should wear double X t-shirts and I squeeze into mediums.
But
one of those things I do.
No, the angle makes you look 10 pounds smaller. I'm looking side by side here. You're 10 pounds smaller.
Now, have you been traveling, doing these things that you do when you do all this traveling?
I haven't been traveling lately. No? I was going to maybe travel next week. I don't think it's going to happen. I might travel some in January. You know, I got an event coming up in February in Florida. That I might want you to check into is because that I'm emceeing.
Can I plug a couple
there.
Events?
What's that?
Can I plug a couple events coming up?
Yeah, absolutely.
This Saturday night, okay, at the camp in Harahan, there's going to be a professional outdoor wrestling event with my friend Luke Hawks, Wildcat Sports.
Nice.
Luke is a stuntman, actor. He was in Young Rock on NBC. He just did the show Heels on the Stars Network. I mean, unbelievable guy, very talented. I coached him in baseball back in the old days when he was
back
a kid.
Back in the day.
And he's the guy that I just went to his wedding in San Jose. It was an Indian wedding. Indians. I mean, you know, what were they? Jabba something.
Now, is he Indian or is...
No. He's white. He's a Anglo-Saxon, white as can be.
So his wife's Indian?
Yes. Beautiful girl named Sonia.
I'm just curious. I mean,
unbelievable location in San Jose. Lots of fun. But they party big time.
Wow.
And then they go around, they dance around, and they hold up these big cups. Like they look like the Stanley Cup, you know, and I'm thinking, where'd they get the Stanley Cup? but if you've never been to an Indian wedding,
but did their cup overflow with?
And I got the Hana tattoo on my hand.
Yeah,
I got that, and
oh, you had to have that.
It was temporary. You know, it was a temporary thing. But anyway, it was a lot of fun, and so he's having this event, Wildcat Sports, at the camp in Harahan. It's an outdoor wrestling, but professional wrestling. It's going to be a great. It's a lot of fun. You can bring the kids.
I'm gonna have to do that.
That Saturday night, doors open at 5. The event starts at 6, and on the 17th, Saturday the 17th. There's going to be a special Christmas service at my home church, Lakeview Christian Center, which is located behind the DMV Veterans Boulevard.
This is Christmas,
right
Christmas
by
Day.
Where the shooting was.
Christmas Day?
No, the 17th, the Sunday before Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Yeah. This coming. This 17th.
A big church.
Yeah, there'll be Christmas music and all kinds of fun stuff and treats for the kids. And
well, is it going to be longer than 47 minutes?
Maybe not.
I always ask you that question.
Yeah, you do.
You grew up Catholic, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's 30,
I mean, 47 minutes.
That's 32 and a half minutes.
You know,
yeah.
Well, that depends.
And a half minutes.
It depends if you get, you know, which priest you get.
Have
you know?
Noticed the service on Channel 8 on Sundays from the cathedral? That the one that, what is this, the cathedral?
Yeah, that's the one that Gail Benson always goes
to. Well, they show it on TV, and she's the only one there. There's the preacher and there's the Benson, the Benson.
Or maybe what they
a
do
a couple of homeless people and Gail Benson.
Maybe what they're doing is they're moving all the people away from Gail, and the camera only shows her with a bunch of empty pews around her.
Well, right? It's like COVID. They got the cardboard people. Remember you watch a ball game during COVID behind home plate and there were cardboard people. You know, like what's up?
Oh yeah,
what's up? We know they're not real people. You know. But don't, I think they put a couple cardboard people. It's Gail, her bodyguard, and a couple cardboard people.
The cardboard on the back of the cardboard cutouts, did it say, taking donations or anything will help, you know, kind of thing? So that way after the mass.
No, it says Eat at Mama's.
Eat at Mama's.
Eat at Mama's is what it says.
Mama's Restaurant. Yeah, there you go. Mama's. I love it. I love it. Well, we can name a whole bunch of restaurants, though, can't we?
Yeah, we could. We could. So who are some of the people you've interviewed lately? Some interesting people.
Well, I got to tell you, I've had some really good interviews from my podcast.
I know.
Oh, gosh. I've had I had Norm Pattis.
Norm Pattis? I know. Who was that guy? I know him.
Norm Pattis is
a sports guy?
He's Alex Jones's attorney.
Norm Pattis.
He is the attorney for Alex Jones, and he also represents some other J6ers.
Okay.
And you know, and he's actually interviewed some really bad people.
All right.
And when you ask him, well, how could you defend people that you think are guilty, know are guilty, feel are guilty, you know, or even many of them that aren't guilty? Like he interviews a lot of people who aren't guilty,
right,
that are getting accused, but like the ones that you know are guilty. Like he talked about some of the stories that you know, and he talked about, like I said, some not well-known stories, and he says, you know, he said he gives a little history of himself, and he said, I'm honored to defend people when they're at their lowest part in life, if anything, to help them through the legal system, and it's more out of respect for the legal system than their actions. It's almost like forgiving the sinner, but still hating the sin, or you know, but he talks about this, but it's really interesting. We talked about the Constitution, the law, some laws, some things about the Constitution that people don't think about, and that was a good one. I interviewed Ken Timmerman last week.
Okay,
and he actually was a hostage in Beirut in the 80s, and so he had some real interesting things last week. Christy Hutchinson last night. We had I had Donald Trump's attorney who brought the Texas versus Pennsylvania case straight to the Supreme Court. I'm being short because we're almost up against it. We have to take a break here in just a second. Before we take our next Pell Hughes break, let's answer some more of that when we come back here on WGSO 990 AM with me, William Wallace for America, and my guest, the great Victor DelGiorno of All Over the Road podcast.
Renew. Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. A very smart financial person once said there are 5 G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand.
I don't know why, but we're still doing that bumper music, which I'm
Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan.
He used to live here in New Orleans, you know.
I did know that, yeah.
Until he sold his home.
Yeah.
Lived over, you know, with the Audubon, the exclusive Audubon Boulevard subdivision over there of St. Charles Avenue.
Yeah, yeah. That's where Drew Brees lived in, and Archie Manning lives in there.
Yeah, does he?
Yeah. I didn't know if you're talking about Audubon Place.
Audubon Place.
Yeah, yeah. That's where Archie Manning lives. He lives in there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and Drew Brees used to live in there.
Can you imagine being Archie Manning and having three sons that make gazillions of dollars, playing football and after football? And he was one of the best quarterbacks that taught him everything.
He got beat up for nothing.
Yeah, beat up. And the off season, he sold cars in the off season.
Yeah, oh, those days they had second jobs. Oh, yeah. They didn't make the kind of money like today. Just, come on.
I mean, so he sold cars.
I think the NFL's fixed. I think that they fixed the games.
You think so?
Well, they're in bed with Vegas. I mean, everything's Vegas now. I mean, you know, you had guys like Paul Hornung and Alex Karras that got suspended because they gambled. And now he got the whole league's in bed,
right,
with Vegas. Right, I mean, come on, what's going on here?
I mean, before you know it, you know, the players will be repping for the casinos.
I want to give a shout out to my man Ted Semper.
Oh my gosh, Ted's awesome.
My co-host at All Over the Road New Orleans, the podcast, and he's just a wonderful fella. So I want to give a shout out to him if I can.
Are you listening, Ted? Because I'm going to tell you, Ted. I think that you're amazing.
He's a great guy.
And look, when Victor's not begging to come on the radio show, I'll get you on the show without him. All right, but I mean, I had to.
He tells me I never let him talk. Is what he says. I never let him talk on the podcast.
Ted, I'll let you talk.
No, I let him talk. Don't I let him talk?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in your studio and you hold up a timer and you say, Ted, you can talk, and you started at like 4 seconds. You give him like a sudden death, like you could talk for 5 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, yeah, come on, right?
Yeah.
You know.
You know.
See, I'm enjoying this lighthearted show today, talking about hot topics, and we've joked about a lot of hot topics, but what other hot topics?
Well, I was saying in the break, and you were wondering in the break if people could hear what we're saying in the break on the StreamYard, the stream, and I was glad because I said something like this. I said, can I butter my butt and call myself a biscuit? And I definitely don't want to say
that
on the radio.
No, you don't want to say that on the radio.
But no, we were talking about the new Netflix.
Because you're looking like a little bit like a biscuit today.
I got a hair in my biscuit. I got this hair in my biscuit. No, but the new Netflix movie that's out is an apocalyptic type movie produced by the former president Barack Obama and his wife Michelle, and I didn't know if you had heard about it or anything. Or I plan on watching it tonight. Actually,
I've heard some things that especially that they did not want it known that they were producing the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But now, when people found out that they have been, they're bringing it up because the movie is about the downfall of America, which kind of coincides. You remember a couple years into his presidency, they had a picture of him carrying a book to Air Force One, and they show and the book was The Downfall of America.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that? I have to say,
seen that.
And I want not only my president, but I want past presidents to love America so much that they wouldn't write a movie about America, you know, being destroyed. They would find ways to, you know, fight for it, because if you've got to be president of the United States, to me, you'd want to fight for America to your last breath.
Yeah, but you know what? If you think about it, the only thing that can destroy America is America. I mean, the only thing that can take us down is us. You know, and it's just going to take people, you know, who knows what's going to happen, not to comply to certain things. I mean, you know, I don't know, but I'm very interested to see what this is all about, just to see what it's about and why are they involved in producing such a – I got to see it first because I don't know what it's all about. But anyway, right. I just heard about it, and I thought maybe you had heard about it.
No, I only heard that there was a movie coming out by Barack Obama that was not favorable to where America is going. And that's how I heard about it, and it, of course, it disappointed me because, again, I want my president, you know, past president. And look, even though I might not have voted for them, I can. It's my country, and they were elected presidents. So you kind of have to say my president, even though they're not my, you know, air quote my president. But the reality is, I want them, you know, fighting to their last breath for our country. We got another caller coming. We're gonna see who this is here in a second. Maybe it's Barack Obama wanting to make a comment on this, on the radio about it. But again, I've been hearing from a lot of people that are concerned about where America is going this year, and that because there's so many people waking up to what's been happening, there's so many people waking up to how we're being robbed and pillaged by the elites and establishment Republicans and Democrats, establishment politicians, that we're in for some bad times because people are waking up and exposing it.
Well, we'll see. So,
who is that, Colby?
It was Matthew from Metairie. He said he knows about the movie, and he says he knows the basis of it.
All right, let's put him on for 1 second. Matthew, you get another shot to tell us what the movie's about. Quick.
It's about a cyber attack supposedly launched by the Chinese that takes down America's infrastructure. Because, you know, for reasons that escaped me entirely, we've decided that we want to put the controls for our nuclear power plants, our water treatment systems, our refineries, all on the internet. Because that just makes sense somehow.
If you can imagine that, that's, again, that's, and look, we just had a Chinese spy balloon. Matthew, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It sounds like a very edifying flick.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
I don't know if you watched the Monday night game last night, Colby, but it was the Packers and the Giants. The Giants won 13-10, okay? You've heard of the movie Coming to America? You know, Coming to America with Eddie Murphy. Well, there's a scene in there where Eddie Murphy says, I watched a football game last night. You know, he's some African prince. And last night, the football Giants beat the Packers 13-10. And that was the score of the game last night.
Oh, I didn't
13-10. Yeah, 13-10. The New York football Giants beat the Packers last night, 13-10. It's mentioned in Coming to America, the same movie where they say, sexual chocolate, which is one of my favorite terms.
Okay.
Sexual chocolate. You remember that, Colby, a sexual chocolate. You know. Anyway, one of my favorite films.
Essential chocolate.
Yes. Yeah. Sexual chocolate. You have to watch the movie.
I'll watch the movie because I ain't coming.
That movie, they're in the barber shop and they're talking about Muhammad Ali, and the barber says, he's Cassius Clay. He's not known Muhammad. He's Cassius Clay. He was always Cassius Clay to me, too.
Exactly.
Cassius Clay. The Louisville Lip.
So look, we got about a minute left, Victor. Any final words before we head out?
I will say your sponsor that talks about the 4 G's is right on, and yep. I think America. If you need to protect yourself, you just buy yourself some gold and buy it
for 5 G's.
The 5 G's. Well, I usually use 3, but you know, I own a precious metals company, a rare coin company myself. But I buy it from the sponsor.
What's your company?
My company is Coin Trader Inc. Our website is goldpricesnow.com.
All right. Awesome. Go. Well, everybody else, we got about 26 seconds left. I hope you enjoyed the fun show for a change, but it's going to be on a podcast also because not only do we blend in politics, we blend it in funny, which I actually like a lot more. Victor Schwabian,
we need well, I'm so happy to bounce off of I'm this. So happy that you invited me, and I, you know how I appreciate you. And
we'll get
I
Ted on next time.
And thanks for letting him talk. Yeah, we'll let him talk.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Have a great night.
said there are 5 G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, December 16th and 17th, at the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, December 16th and 17th at the Pontchartrain Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.